Joining us on the line is Professor Adrian Puren. He's the Acting Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, the NICD. Professor Puren, a very good morning. Thanks for chatting to us as always. How are you?
All right, not bad. Thank you very much. A very good morning to your listeners as well.
So you see what lockdown's done to us. 3.6 kilos on average heavier than the last time we flew. That's a bit embarrassing, right?
Well, I was trying to think. In fact, when we had lockdown five, I noticed quite a few people, or was it three, when people actually did actually walk around a bit more. So we should have kept them at that level. So
exactly.
We could keep our weight down.
Yeah, we were so desperate to get out that we even exercised.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. So officially we are now in the third wave. I mean, you and I have been talking about it for ages. For neurotics and hypochondriacs like me, we've been in the third wave for the last month. But now it's unequivocal. Is that correct?
Yes, I think for all intents and purposes now, you know, as I said, we've been discussing the technicalities around what a third wave would look like. And it's reached that particular technical point. Obviously, the Department of Health has the prerogative then to overall declare that it is in the third wave. I know Minister Mkhize did call it that, even before we reached that cutoff limit. Mm, so mm. Yes, so we're here now. Yes.
All right. And what does this mean? So now that we're officially within the third wave, what changes? What does this mean to us?
Well, it means, again, monitoring what's actually happening overall. And as you can see, that there is variability around what's happening in the country. So for Gauteng, for example, there's a marked inflection in terms of the numbers of cases. In fact, Gauteng now accounts for the majority of the cases in South Africa, with a very high positivity rate. I think about one in five persons that test are in fact infected. So you can just imagine if we were to do more testing, what that would reveal about the epidemic. And so this is really around, are we ready? Have we prepared? And so do we have the required hospital capacity, the bed capacity, the oxygen supplies in place, given that inevitably we will see an increase in hospital admissions, which we already see.
I was just going to say, well, certainly the doctors that we're speaking to are telling us that the hospitals are full. A lot of them are already on divert.
Absolutely. So I think that's the concern that we have about Gauteng. And as if you recall, when we painted the various scenarios, in fact, Gauteng was the outlier in terms of what the actual resurgence would look like compared to other provinces. But however, when we look at the other provinces, I know that Gauteng, I think KwaZulu-Natal, Eastern Cape, look fairly different in that they have a flatter increase in cases compared to Gauteng. The Northern Cape continues to have its numbers of cases, but I think there's evidence that they may well have peaked and starting to decline. Mm, mm.
In terms of the numbers, and this is something that we always get a little bit, or certainly I get confused about, is when we get the information, I think it was last evening, that there were more than 9,000 new cases in the last 24 hours. What does that mean? When is that when does that number actually relate to?
It relates to all the numbers of cases at midnight of the previous day, if I get that right.
Midnight of the previous day. So if we get the information from the government or from whoever releases it, that from the department or the NICD, in fact, because I think that's who I follow for my information. If we get that, let's say at 8 o'clock on a Thursday evening, that is information that has been collated or collected until cut off midnight, Wednesday night, Thursday morning. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. That is right, yes. So it just makes things easier to manage, in other words. It's for that particular previous day's numbers, yes.
Right. So, but that means effectively, so if we just work this out, so I'm just looking at the NICD COVID-19 update. This was last night. A total 58,000, okay, tests were concluded in the last 24 hours. 9,149 cases, positivity rate 15.7. That means, this was issued last night. That means the cutoff
Correct.
Was actually Wednesday night, which probably meant that it was tests done between, let's say, Tuesday, not even really Wednesday. It's actually probably Tuesday and a little bit into Wednesday's tests. Does
yes,
that make sense?
That's right. Now that makes sense because remember, we have a 24 hour turnaround time, if you like, or 48 hour turnaround time. So it could well, the bulk of those tests should have been done within that particular period, but you're right. There may well be lags, in terms of testing, if there are an accumulation of tests that need to be done. Right. So yes, you're right. But the majority
so in other
of those
words, and I'm not criticizing it. I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, no,
I don't
no,
see
no,
this. I don't see any other way of you being able to do it and to be accurate at the same time. If you don't have these sort of these stop gaps and the cutoff periods, but effectively what you're saying is what we're seeing on a Thursday night in terms of results is reflecting what's happening on the ground on Tuesday. It's almost to an extent, I said to our listeners earlier, I'm not interested particularly in space. I know a lot of people are. I love this world and people and what's going on here, and I find it difficult enough to understand than worry about space. But sometimes I get confused because I look up at the stars and I know that that's meant to be billions of light years away, what we're seeing today, which kind of means that those stars probably don't even exist anymore. So when I look up at the stars, they don't exist, which I'm looking at something that isn't a current reality but looks like it. To some extent, not to the same degree, but when we get a result on Thursday night, that actually isn't the picture on the ground. The picture on the ground could look very, very different.
Absolutely, yes. So, in fact, so you'll see that tonight, for example, when you look at those results, you know, if there's a 10,000, that means from the tests were done on Wednesday and Thursday, for example. So you're quite right, yes.
Right.
And that's why there are these so-called moving averages to try and smooth out the curve, because if you were just to plot, you know, 9,000, 10,000, 8,000, 12,000 a day, you get a very raggedy curve. And so the curves are smoothed out as a so-called 7-day moving average to give you a sense of what the actual trajectory and pattern looks like.
And that's why I've always noticed, for example, because I'm a little obsessive, Tuesday evening's results are always significantly lower. And that now makes perfect sense to me because that's probably for testing done on the weekend when less people test.
Yes, that's right. It's like when new interns start, your death rate increases.
Exactly. Shh, don't tell our listeners that. They're nervous enough.
No.
They're nervous enough as it is. We don't need to add to that anxiety. So in terms of our numbers, it's obviously looking particularly scary. Do you have any sense of where we are with how close we are to a peak? I mean, I know we've officially only entered the third wave, but how close are we to getting getting towards the peak of it?
I think it will depend on the province and its particular trajectory. So these can vary. And so, in other words, it could take 2 to 3 months, for example, for us to really reach peak and then come out of the third wave. But this will obviously depend on what actually, how the scenarios play out, yes.
And are you seeing anything different? You know, in our community, in the Jewish community, we're seeing a horrific number of deaths, of people being severely ill. But it doesn't necessarily mean that this is any different in terms of variant to the second wave. Are you seeing any indications that this is behaving differently or more aggressively or hitting different types of people?
Not as far as we can tell at this particular point. I think the same age groups are being affected. As far as I'm aware, there's been no indication that there's a change in the variant. As you know, the dominant variant was seen as a more transmissible variant, leading to increased numbers of cases, admissions, and deaths. And I think we will probably see the same pattern if this variant is maintained throughout. But we obviously would keep an eye out on the other two variants, the Alpha and Delta, I think it is, in terms of whether or not they have gained any traction or have they actually reached a dead end.